Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
A mother and her 5-year-old returned from the grocery store and began putting away the groceries. The boy opened a box of animal crackers and spread them all over the table. "What are you doing?" his mother asked. The boy explained, "The box says not to eat them if the seal is broken, and I'm looking for the seal." Driving her daughter to preschool, a doctor noticed she had left her stethoscope on the car seat. Her little girl picked it up and began playing with it. "Be still, my heart," thought the mother. "My daughter wants to follow in my footsteps." Then the child spoke into the instrument. "Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order, please?" Children, from the time they are diapered to the teenage years, when they bring all their friends over and lay seeds to our fridge and pantry, they are never far from making us cry or making us laugh. Little Harry was asked, "What do you call a person who keeps on talking when people are no longer interested?" He thought about that and answered, "A teacher." I love how the Bible is filled with stories of children. Samuel is one of my favorites. Like little Harry, Samuel was known for his honesty and his obedience. Samuel worked for a priest in Israel named Eli. He served at the shrine of a town named Shiloh. One night when Samuel was about 12, he heard a voice calling his name. Assuming it was Eli, he asked what Eli wanted. After the voice called out to Samuel 3 times, Eli realized it was the voice of God. "Samuel," he said, "if he calls again, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.'" It was God. And when Samuel responded, the Lord told him that the wickedness of the sons of Eli and Eli's lack of holding them to account had resulted in the family dynasty being condemned to destruction. As you might suspect, Samuel wasn't quick to jump from bed the next morning, but finally he did. Yikes, imagine! I think I'd have run a 3-minute mile far away. But Samuel was obedient and told the truth. Eli said that the Lord should do what seems right to him. In time, Eli died and his sons were killed, but God continued to use Samuel, and everyone in all Israel came to know him as a trustworthy prophet of God. I first heard Samuel's story in Sunday school, when they stuck felt characters to a fuzzy flannel graph board at the front. This was the closest my family came to television. It was so cool. The teacher pointed to Samuel as a lesson for us all, about listening for God's voice, about obedience. I soon discovered that the Bible was full of kids. Seeing how children played primary roles in Bible stories helped boost and strengthen my early faith. I think of Moses' sister Miriam. While Hebrew babies were being slaughtered, 3-month-old Moses was concealed in a basket, hidden by his mama among the reeds of the Nile, and he was watched over by his big sister Miriam. When Pharaoh's daughter finds the infant, Miriam bravely and cleverly suggests, I could probably find a Hebrew woman to nurse the baby. My mama's really good at that. Way to go, Miriam. She achieves all this while risking certain death at the hands of Pharaoh. God used her to play a leading role in his plan to deliver Moses and his people from slavery. Over and over, God uses unlikely people to do his work. Have you noticed that? Isn't it fantastic? Maybe you're saying today, "Hey, I'm not doing much that's important." Really? Never forget, my friend, Miriam was the most committed and courageous babysitter in the entire Bible. God will use you, too.
Ever get a Christmas gift that missed the mark? Thankfully, God knew exactly what we needed. He gave us Jesus, the gift of life and joy. This year, Laugh Again has shared that good news in more than 100 countries, and your support made it possible. As 2025 wraps up, would you consider a special gift to help us reach this year-end goal of $117,000? Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.